So I don't preach as loud or as long as Pastor, but that's okay. Yeah. Or we'll see. I might be yelling today. I don't know. Okay. Because I'm really excited to share this. These messages always come together different, and it's always for me a blessing and just further confirmation of everything that the Lord is sharing with me and what he's sharing with all of you. And it's just so awesome the way that he works. And the title of the message today is There Is Power Under Pressure. Because we have power under pressure. And there's no doubt that we're all feeling the pressure one way or another. And this message is a culmination of the last few weeks. It's of what's being shared in our prayer requests, in our text strings. It's those podcasts and those sermons that I'm listening to when there's pieces that just jump out at me or stick to me and that you're still thinking about and meditating on as the week goes on. So I say, like, okay, Lord, that's important. I'm going to tuck that away. And also the world events of what's happening all around us, both globally and in our own lives. And at work, so you guys know that Jeff and I work together. And at work, we send out these marketing pieces quarterly to our entire customer base, and they're called Letters from the Heart. And it sounds really hokey, and it used to be like the marketing director would send out the notification that our Letters from the Heart are due on such and such a date, and then they'll be sent out, you know, to these customers on this date and to the rest of the customers on this date. And normally, previously, when we got those emails, it was always an eye roll and like, oh, okay, like here's this. It felt like busy work, like that those homework assignments that you get when you're a little kid and you're or in high school or a big kid, and you just kind of wing it or do it on your way to school on the bus and send it off just to check the box. But in recent years, you know, Jeff and I kind of had a shift in our thinking, and now we see these letters from the heart as an opportunity. It's a way to reach people. It's a way to let our light shine. It's a way for them to see us as people outside of just, you know, financial consultants talking about numbers and bank statements and like the minutiae of your day-to-day life, that they can learn what we're about and, you know, our family life. And the most recent letter went out last week, and Jeff and I unknowingly wrote about the same thing. Because I think we're listening to the same voice. But we wrote about Hurricane Ian and the destructive effects to a place that we both love so much, Florida, but specifically Sanibel and Captiva Island, where I've traveled with my family since I was a kid. So it's kind of a home away from home. But we both wrote about the hurricane, how there's no promise for tomorrow. And when you have an event like that in your life, questioning where is your hope? Mm. And with hurricanes, the saying is that the wind causes the damage, but the water is what takes lives. And not just the actual flooding itself, but the long-term effects of the water damage. And is there a part of you today that feels like every season is hurricane season lately? And I'm going to suggest that it is a spiritual flooding taking place now that is pounding against your soul with the waters rising, trying to drown God's people. We know that this battle is going to happen. We know that it's upon us. In the New King James Version of Isaiah 59, verse 19, it says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. 2 Timothy 3:1, Jesus is speaking, you should also know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult or perilous times. This is a spiritual storm that is brought on by a spiritual enemy. Brother Marcos talking about principalities and spiritual darkness, Ephesians 6:12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. And when you are at war, a casual Sunday morning Christianity is not going to cut it against a full-time enemy. And we know that there's times that we fall short in our own lives, but we also talk about what is being preached in some other churches around us. And they are not prepared for the storm. They're drowning. Because part-time Christians cannot defeat a full-time devil. We know that he is as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He's not kicking back, taking a day off. And the Lord is using this time in these battles to refine us and to draw us closer to him and deeper in him and in his word. Because we know that, I don't have to tell you that these battles are real. They're intensifying. And everything is a target. Like, when Jeff and I have conversations at the office in the morning, like, we start our, thankfully, because my pastor is my boss, we get to start the day with prayer time every morning, and we just kind of have a little chat before we start our day. And this time last week, it was maybe Tuesday, and outside of all the other things that are happening, you know, at work and in life, Jenny had texted Jeff that the kids were both, like, sniffling. And she thought maybe they were coming down with a cold. And he was like, come on, like, it never fails. Right before we go on a trip, you know, somebody's going to get sick. Because everything is fair game to the enemy of our souls.
Yes.
Okay? Because you have Christ in you, there is a bullseye on you. It's on this church. It's on our relationships, our work,
yep,
our health,
yep,
our families. We are valuable to God, and that's what makes us a target. And I've used this analogy before, that a thief will not assault an empty house, but where he thinks there is treasure. It is because of whose you are that it's always hurricane season. And I have a tangible example for you just to drive this point home on how valuable we actually are. So I'm reading this book now called Five Presidents. My husband referred it to me. He's an excellent source if you want a book to read. Because, of course, I always tell him, like, oh, that's going to be lame, and then I end up loving it. It's like the story of our relationship in my life. But so he recommended this book to me. It's called Five Presidents, and it's about a Secret Service agent who served under five presidents. Okay, like, go figure. So that's the title of the book. But I just finished the chapter on the Kennedys. And so this Secret Service agent, his name is Clint, he was Jackie Kennedy's personal bodyguard, basically. So he has a first-hand account, obviously, of being in the Secret Service with the Kennedy family. And he was on the back of the convertible the day that President Kennedy was assassinated, and goes into great detail, you know, about his relationship with the family. But he has a first-hand account also of how much our nation valued this family and the leadership of President Kennedy. And at a Sotheby's auction, Jackie's fake string of pearls sold for $215,000. President Kennedy had a set of hickory golf clubs that sold for $750,000. Exactly, so think about that. Like, who would buy used wooden old golf clubs for $750,000? And who would spend $215,000 on fake, they're not even genuine, pearls? Okay?
Yeah.
Their value is not in what they are. It is in who they belonged to.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
And even since we belong to God, the maker of the universe, ever since Jesus came into your heart, your value skyrocketed. Yeah. And you are now priceless. Because we are the sons and daughters of God. And because Christ is in us, Satan is waging war against us.
Yes. Wow.
It's inevitable.
Yeah.
But Isaiah 59 says, the enemy is going to come in like a flood. So we know that.
Mm-hmm.
But what is interesting is the intensity of a flood begins with the fact that water gets into everything. If anybody has ever, we just had the plumber out to the house yesterday. I'm on a first name basis with the answering service and many of the plumbers at Robert Bear in Downers Grove. Anyway, if you've ever had a water leak in your house or at your business, it's a nightmare because the water gets into everything. It finds all of the cracks, the tiniest crevices, all the nooks and crannies and openings. And that includes the opening of your heart, any openings in your mind, of what we allow those floodwaters to seep into. And all it takes is one text message, one headline, one song lyric that captures your attention, and now that water level is rising. And this week at the office, we had an associate that was fired. And it was seemingly without cause. Totally out of left field. And I received one email. It was an email notification. It was literally one sentence that such and such is no longer with the company anymore. Sincerely, Vice President. And that one email triggered 1,000 different thoughts in my mind. Because that snowballed into all the worst case scenarios, which was, I'm next. I'm in sales. I didn't hit my numbers this month. So I'm on the chopping block. I'm going to be out of a job before the holidays. And things are only getting more expensive. So that's not good. And my voicemail light is flashing on my phone next to me. I'm like, well, I probably shouldn't even return that phone call since I'm not going to be here. I should refocus my energy onto like which of my mugs I'm going to pack up and take home with me. I'm like, that's it. Like, I'm done. And that took place in about 3 seconds. I went from gainfully employed to out on the streets packing up my desk, okay? And it's a perfect example of what I'm talking about, is that the danger is that, like, I'm there silently drowning, you know, with this tsunami of doom after this one email that I just received. But all it takes is for you to entertain those thoughts, right? And to just take one step in that direction or let that carry on to the next thought and then to the next thought. And maybe that thought leads to an action. So that is the danger in entertaining those thoughts and man's perceived outcomes. Right then, in that moment, is when you need to call on the power of the Holy Spirit. John 14:26. But when God the Father sends his counselor as my representative, and by the counselor I mean the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything, remind you of everything I myself have told you. The Holy Spirit is alive and well. He is in us and with us and working and moving, pointing us back to Christ and his word and his promises. And those promises and truths that we can stand on when that water starts to seep into our life, into your brain, into your thoughts, into your heart. But just like we know the battle will happen, Isaiah 59 also tells us that God shall raise a standard. And a standard is a flag or a rallying point for those that are in the battle. So the enemy says he's going to come at you like a flood. Psalm 29:10-11 says, "The Lord rules over the floodwaters. The Lord reigns as king forever. The Lord gives his people strength, and the Lord blesses them with peace." Yeah. Hallelujah. He already has the solution. Jesus doesn't need to put a plug in your flood. He doesn't need to caulk that leak that you have in your bathroom, because Jesus sits on top of the flood as king.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Luke 10:19, I shared this last week, "Because I give you the authority to trample on scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will by any means hurt you." John 14:30, "I don't have much more time to talk to you, because the prince of this world approaches. He has no power over me." That's our King Jesus. Matthew 28:18, Jesus came and told his disciples, "I have been given complete authority in heaven and on earth. There is no place and no circumstance where Jesus Christ is not Lord."
Yes.
We don't have to fear what Satan does and what he will do when we know who Jesus Christ is.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Amen? Our standard that we rally around is his lordship.
Yes.
And so I'm going to close with one more visual. I like the visuals, obviously. I'm a visual person. But it helps me to understand. And then when I feel stupid for feeling that way, Jesus did the same thing. How did he talk to the fishermen about nets and fishing? And he talked to the tax collector about his work.
Yeah.
So the Lord shows, that's how the Lord teaches me too and teaches us, so that we can understand his word, because there's power in his word.
Yeah.
Amen. Okay, so man, with our technology, we build a submarine. It's an incredible feat. We forge a heavy metal, steel. We create a hollow tube. It can plunge into the ocean waters, but it can only go so deep before the water pressure will crush it, like a Coke can of pop. In the depths of those same waters is a tiny little fish, which if Caitlin were here, she could probably tell us the name of said fish. But this little fish is swimming around in those depths with no thought or fear for how deep it can go. No caution that it could be crushed, even though it's made of an exoskeleton and delicate, you know, scales and fins. Man-made can only go so far, but God-made is limitless. God created fish with an internal pressure system that corresponds to the outside pressure.
Praise God.
Yep. Praise the Lord. God put something inside those fish to keep the pressure on the outside from crushing them.
Yeah.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
We have an internal pressure system.
Yes. Yeah.
Something inside us that no matter how deep we go, no matter how high the flood waters get in our life, yeah, God is not going to let us get crushed.
That's right.
And that pressure system is found in 1 John 4:4. Greater is he that is in me than he who is in the world. Praise the Lord. The spirit that lives in you is greater than the spirit that lives in this world. Hallelujah. He is our power under pressure. He is King Jesus over the flood that the enemies bring in. He has the authority over all the power of the enemy. He has taken our captivity captive. He is the Alpha and the Omega, yes, and the finisher of our faith. Amen. And he is, yes, the anchor for our souls.
Yes.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Right.
That is right. And that analogy just, it blew me away. And I just couldn't wait to share it with you. Because we are equipped with everything that we need to press back against this pressure and the darkness and the rising flood. And something else that the Lord showed me, even in my studies, other ways that we've seen floods in the Bible, he sent the ark. King Jesus, that we're going to get into the ark and rise above the floods.
Yeah.
King Jesus, P.S., walked on water. Like, there is nothing that he has not conquered for us and that we cannot do in the power of the Holy Spirit that lives within us.
Amen.
Praise be to the Lord.
Yes. Praise be to the Lord.
I yelled a little bit today, right? I feel like that counts a little bit, right? So praise the Lord. Let's close in prayer. I'm fired up. We'll not be defeated.
Yes.
There is power under pressure in our great King Jesus.
Yes.
He is Lord.
Yes.
Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus because we can, because you conquered it all, because we have direct access to you, because you shine a light before us, Lord, and inside us, that we can face the demons and the enemy of this world, Lord, because we are yours. We are not surprised, Lord, by the battles that are put before us, because we are yours. And we are of such high value as sons and daughters of a living God. And Lord, through your authority of King Jesus, we speak against those things in our life. We rebuke sickness. We rebuke fear. We cast all those things out by the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we do not need to live in fear, but in a spirit of power, Lord, that you have given unto us by your Son, King Jesus, that he has sent the Comforter, Lord God, that we don't have to listen to the thoughts and to the lies of this world from the enemy, but that we can cling to you, and that the Holy Spirit is there to remind us of this power, to remind us of these promises, that we recall your word, the standard of your lordship, that we can cling to, Lord, in this world and rise above it all until we see you face to face. Father, that we would walk in this power in this upcoming week, Lord, and that chains be broken. That the truth of your word and your power be shared, that it would not return void, Lord. That your will be done in all of our lives, Lord. You have called us because we have a purpose. And that we would walk without fear in that purpose. And we ask and we declare all of these things in the mighty name of Jesus. And his body said, amen.
Amen.
Yep.
That's right.
Praise be to God.
Wow.